Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's launch conference here in Durham, North Carolina. That's where we are. And in the studio lounge is Chimney's very own Chase Nyken. Chase, how are you?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to be here as well. This is such a kind of progressive conference, you know. There's a lot of forward-thinking folks here, you included. And having said that, you know, how is the conference going for you? I know we're in the kind of the home stretch here, the last day. So how's it been for you?
Yeah,
guys?
The conference has been great, and you know, gracious host to Duke University
on the campus for having us.
This is awesome. I actually had the chance to go out for a run earlier this morning. Run through campus has been great. Funny story, I actually used to come and play soccer down here. I played at UVA, so we used to have some battles across the streets, the stadium. So went by there yesterday morning for a run, which was great. And yeah, really been enjoying it. I think, you know, fostering innovation is something in our space that we're obviously really passionate about. And to come down here with a lot of like-minded folks and really get an intimate opportunity to share ideas and get that free flow and diversity of thought is something that's been, you know, really unique about being here.
Yep, that's good stuff. Any highlights for you from the conference so far? Or?
Yeah, I think, you know, taking a few of the ideas and actually putting them into practice, getting not only with the other founders and other technology companies, but actually with the credit union operators and the folks that are, you know, really making things happen on the individual institution level is something that's been, you know, really a free flow of ideas. There's so much you can do in person, and there's so much that we missed out on for so long, and just that opportunity has been really good. And one other thing I would say outside of the, you know, maybe thought leadership portion of the conference was we went axe throwing last night.
Yes, I experienced that myself.
And that was a new experience for me and some IPAs and some axe throwing. So
that was an adventure for sure. Yeah, you'll never forget that stuff. So tell me a little bit about Chimney. How do you guys, what do you guys do? How do you help credit unions? And then we'll get into the second part of that question is how do you guys work with Constellation?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Chimney, we work with about 2 or 3 dozen credit unions today.
Oh, right on.
We're across about 20 states as it stands. And we've got a solution designed to help engage homeowners. Right now, if you're a homeowner, you're getting your home value in one place. You're getting your home equity and borrowing power from another.
Right.
You're getting your mortgage information from a third.
So
there's no real clear, concise way for credit unions to engage and cross-sell homeowners.
Interesting. Okay.
So we built an embedded solution that allows anyone to log into their credit union's app or online and mobile banking, get all of their home information in one place, and then get personalized offers and recommendations based on their home equity as an asset.
Well, we're in the thick of home buying season right now, so what an appropriate timing that is.
Yeah, it's home buying, and then we feel there's a big opportunity underserved for homeowners specifically.
Interesting.
So utilizing your biggest financial asset, which is your home in many cases, and leveraging the equity in your home and the borrowing and the buying power that may enable a second purchase, that may enable a renovation.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity there, and a lot of the credit union leaders that we've seen are really looking to grow their loan portfolio. Win more members from, you know, other institutions, other banks, other fintech customers, right? Bring those into their, you know, member fold. And so we've seen really good traction early and continuing to see that.
Right on. So how do you guys work with Constellation? How did you guys get connected and where are you going to take that relationship?
Yeah, I think what Constellation is doing is really helping to lead innovation in the space. You know, the opportunity to work with Chris and see some of the different folks that are building onto their platform, still early days, has been really exciting and really inspiring. You see some of the folks that we've talked to this weekend that are on the credit union side, specifically the leadership side, that are just really looking for the next wave of innovation that's going to be that's going to help them weather the storm of the next technological wave of innovation, right? They want to believe, the credit unions themselves want to be ready for anything, and Constellation is a platform that's very agile and very unique in the way that they build and deliver their technology, and so the credit union partners that are here are looking for something to help them help enable them to take on that next wave.
Yeah, and that next wave, I mean, that's just, it's a never-ending thing, you know? It's always evolving, and so it's great to have folks like Constellation there, and then to have folks like you connect with them, and then to provide that service to creators out there. Just really, just bodes well for the industry, I think, and it keeps that keeps people moving forward.
Truly, it's the old adage of a rising tide raises all boats, right? Yeah. And I think that's one thing that we're seeing on weekends like this, when we're able to get together and really share thoughts in a safe environment.
Yeah, like I said earlier, a lot of forward-thinking people here, so this is the right place for that type of stuff, for sure. So what's your outlook on the rest of 2022 and even going into 2023?
Yeah, so we're super bullish, I think, for everything that we've seen, not only with our existing customer base, but also in conferences like this, and what we've been able to see with the advancement of technological adoption and innovation has really brought our industry to a pretty, pretty far along to date. But we're only getting started. As you know, I think one of the things that we don't talk enough about as an industry, specifically when we're at events, thinking about how to grow a loan portfolio or how to grow deposits. What we don't talk enough about is that you and I, when we take off our marketing hat or our fintech hat or whatever it is, we are the users of a lot of this technology.
So
we benefit because when we open our apps, we're able to deposit a check in seconds. We're able to move money around in seconds. So when we think about the innovation, I think sometimes it gets lost that we're the ones ultimately benefiting from this innovation.
Well, and we're spoiled too. The consumers today are so spoiled with the digital environment, right? So especially in the retail environment. So we gotta, like, credit unions, financial institutions gotta keep up with that type of stuff. So, and technology like yours and others out there really are keeping that the whole momentum moving forward. So
yeah, and I think one thing too that we're really passionate about is, you know, wealth and technology diversity, right? And making sure that we're getting the opportunity for folks that are maybe underbanked or underserved in other areas with technology and helping that adoption and helping sort of move that curve a little bit further along. So now we can unlock homeownership, we can unlock new sort of opportunities to grow wealth.
Yeah.
And as wealth, inequality has continued to grow, education inequality has continued to grow.
Right.
So using technology to unlock a lot of these sort of financial vehicles is something that I think we're going to continue to see more of.
That's a big issue right now, as far as, like, I mean, getting back to the homeownership type thing, that's a big issue right now. It's like, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, it's like, how do you get into this market? My gosh, it's really... So, I mean, I don't know if this has it affected what you guys do at all, or...
Just
taking that one from left field, I apologize.
No, it's great. I think what we've seen on the broader, on the macro scale in the mortgage environment is that as rates continue to rise, home prices have continued to rise, so there are barriers to entry on those first-time home buyers. One thing we've seen specifically with homeowners is that they're struggling to take advantage of a leveraged asset.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your institution, your credit union is, in a lot of cases, not helping you unlock any of the borrowing power or the equity that you have in your home. So even though your home has increased 20, 40, 80, 200% in the last 12, 18 months, you still are not seeing the value in that because you're not putting that money to work.
So
that's a big opportunity that we're helping credit unions
with. Cool, cool. All right. So many opportunities out there. My gosh, it's so cool to talk to all these companies like yours. There's so many opportunities out there. It's really cool how creative we can get and really to use it to our benefit. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Chase? Anything else to...
No, thanks for having us.
Sure.
And thanks for all the work you do. It's kind of spotlighting, us as technology companies and all the credit unions in the space. We're big fans.
Happy to do so. All right, Chase, well, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again, sir. Be well, be safe, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother.
Right on.